Hello and welcome to the FGM-TV Weekly News Review on February 4th, 2003. I'm David Tompkins. In this week's update from China, 564 Falun Gong practitioners are confirmed to have died from torture while in custody, with 5 death reports received in the last week. Reliable sources inside China, however, put the actual death count in the thousands. In the last 7 days, reports of torture have come in from 15 provinces, including from the cities of Beijing and Tianjin. 819 people declared as null and void statements saying that they will give up Falun Gong that were made while undergoing torture as the result of extreme coercion. They say they will continue to practice Falun Gong. Our top story this week, Falun Dafa practitioners celebrate the start of the Year of the Ram with food, entertainment, and a lot of fun. Some of our other stories, practitioners all over the world send greetings to the founder of Falun Gong, Master Li Hongzhi, a letter to a relative being tortured in China. Falun Gong practitioner and California resident Dr. Charles Li is imprisoned by the Jiang regime while traveling in China. And the self-immolation propaganda of Jiang's regime is exposed on cable TV in northeast China. Practitioners in Toronto hosted the annual Lunar New Year dinner for friends of Falun Gong and many others who have been supportive over the last 3.5 years of the persecution. Christine Loftus was there.
Falun Gong practitioners are welcoming the new year with a celebration with friends, family, and supporters of Falun Gong. We are at the 3rd annual Chinese Lunar New Year celebration put on by Falun Gong practitioners and friends of Falun Gong. Chinese New Year is a time when Chinese people celebrate the coming of the new year, according to the Chinese lunar calendar. It is a time when friends get together to celebrate and share. The evening is consisting of light entertainment and performances by Falun Gong practitioners and friends of Falun Gong practitioners, speeches, and an informal but delicious buffet. The entertainment consists of musical performances, dance, singing, and drama. This banquet is being put on by Falun Gong practitioners in order to express their appreciation to the community for the support and efforts to bring an end to the persecution in China. Over 1,500 people have attended this year, and the atmosphere is one of joy and laughter. This is Christine Loftus reporting from the St. Lawrence Market in Toronto.
Thank you, Christine. New Year greetings from practitioners to their teacher, Mr. Li Hongzhi. Despite the cruel torture they're undergoing in the Tuan He forced labor camp, Falun Gong practitioners there managed to send a beautiful New Year's greeting to their teacher, Li Hongzhi, through Minghui Net. The words have been taken from the Plum Blossom, an ancient, well-known Chinese poem commonly thought of as a prophecy. At the top, spring fills the human world. On the right, the windstorm continues through the night, but there's no need to worry. On the left, with a courtyard of gorgeous flowers, the spring has her master. And from Hunan province, practitioners sent an image of plum blossoms with the message, "Plum blossoms indicate the coming of a new spring." Outside of China, practitioners gathered to have photographs taken for their teacher from Melbourne, Australia, Macau, Yilan, and Penghu in Taiwan, from Hong Kong, and from colder European climes, Belgium and Holland. Greetings were sent from Atlanta and Florida. A letter from Shen Li Lin in Canada to his brother still detained in a labor camp in China.
Shen Li Lin is a practitioner in Montreal who was rescued last year to Canada from a labor camp in China. People all over the world joined together to ask for his release. The Canadian government worked behind the scenes, and Amnesty International initiated a letter-writing campaign to secure his release. The campaign was successful, and today Shen Li lives in Montreal with his wife. However, in coming to Canada, he had to leave his brother behind, who was also in a labor camp. After many unsuccessful efforts at trying to communicate with him, Shen Li made public this letter wishing his brother a happy new year. This is an excerpt. "Hello, Ming Li. Although we are 10,000 miles apart, My concern for your safety has not been forgotten for any moment. Every day, news from China about the brutal beatings and tortures that practitioners bear in forced labor camps always reminds me of you, and my mind hasn't calmed down for a long time. I heard the news that you began a hunger strike in the labor camp to protest their secretly arresting you, and that they injured your esophagus during force feeding, leaving you unable to drink and eat. How are you now? What have you been going through? The cases of practitioners dying during force feeding have happened countrywide. I'm very worried about you. Since I was persecuted in the labor camp for 2 years, and I cannot bear to recall the sufferings I went through. I have written to you, but never heard from you. The letters must be withheld by the police, just like before, when I was detained in the labor camp. From the beginning of my cultivation and through my persecution in the labor camp, I have never wavered and never regretted. It's the honor of my lifetime for me to safeguard Dafa and to validate Dafa. I'm proud of you for what you have done in validating Dafa. I truly believe the principle that evil... I truly believe the principle that evil can never overpower righteousness, because the origins of all living beings are from truthfulness, compassion, tolerance. Kindness is the nature of living beings. Truth and righteousness can never be defeated. I hope we both do our best to validate Dafa and do what we should do to bring a good future to more beings. Happy New Year. Signed, Shen Li. A letter from Shen Li Lin in Canada to his brother still detained in a labor camp in China.
An American citizen, Dr. Charles Li, was arrested at the Guangzhou airport in China on January 22, 2003. Chinese authorities say they will charge Dr. Li with sabotaging TV and or radio equipment, a charge which could result in up to 15 years in a Chinese prison. When talking to a U.S. consulate official, Dr. Li denied the charges and expressed the belief that he's being held as a political prisoner simply because he practices Falun Gong. The U.S. official was allowed only 30 minutes to meet with Dr. Li, and was told that she would only be allowed one 30-minute meeting each month. AFP reported in 1999 that the Chinese government has ordered Chinese lawyers not to plead for Falun Gong practitioners. In the last 4 years, the Chinese government has not followed its own laws when dealing with Falun Gong. Therefore, we doubt that they will apply the law when dealing with Dr. Li, said Dr. Sherry Zhang, spokesperson for the newly formed organization, Friends of Charles. Falun Dafa Information Center spokesperson, Erping Zhang, made this statement. An innocent American has been illegally arrested and threatened with false charges that could lead to 15 years in prison simply because he practices Falun Gong. This is outrageous. Charles must be released immediately. We urge the U.S. government and the American people to help rescue Charles from China. New Jersey Congressman, Lobby Secretary of State Colin Powell, on behalf of Falun Gong practitioners, in a letter to U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell, 10 U.S. representatives from the state of New Jersey asked that he do everything in his power to rescue family members of Falun Gong practitioners. Their letter, dated the 22nd of January, 2003, states, "We, the undersigned members of the New Jersey Congressional Delegation, respectfully request that all practical means be used in calling for the immediate release of all the imprisoned Falun Gong practitioners who have relatives in the United States." The congressman asked that the State Department review the list of those imprisoned and to pass it on to the Chinese authorities with an appeal for their immediate release. From Shenyang City in Liaoning Province, Dafa practitioners sent this New Year's greeting card to Mr. Li Hongzhi. The image shows 10,000 practitioners meditating together before Jiang Zemin began his brutal crackdown in July 1999. Shenyang City is the site of Dabei Prison, where more than 1,000 practitioners are detained and subjected to brutal torture. Many practitioners have died in this prison. DAFA practitioners in Northeast China broadcast a program exposing the deception of the self-immolation incident. Falun Gong practitioners have once again used the airwaves to expose the lies around the so-called self-immolation incident that took place on Tiananmen Square. On the second anniversary of the tragic event that caused the deaths of several people, Falun Gong practitioners in a city in Northeast China broadcast a 30-minute program on cable TV showing how the event was staged by the Jiang regime to slander Falun Gong. The program was carried on all cable TV stations and reportedly caused a sensation among viewers. They have also advised that the city's Public Security Bureau is planning mass arrests of practitioners. The program showed that the government's own video provides proof of a staged incident. Details reveal the truth. Frame by frame, it can be clearly seen that a woman died immediately after she was struck on the head by a blunt object from someone clearly visible in the footage. A man supposedly engulfed in flames moved seemingly without pain. When the flames were put out, it could be seen that his hair, easily the most flammable part on his body, was untouched, and his gasoline-filled plastic bottle remained in perfect condition between his legs, as if placed as a staged prop. After conducting an independent investigation by visiting the hometown of a woman who died, a Washington Post reporter disclosed that none of her neighbors ever saw her practice the Falun Gong exercises. The World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong has formed an investigative committee to examine the tragic human immolation event that happened on Tiananmen Square in January 2001. The committee, called the International Committee to Investigate the So-Called Self-Immolation Incident, will do a thorough investigative analysis of the incident which the Jiang regime reported throughout China, naming the victims as practitioners of Falun Gong. The incident was a dramatic turning point that escalated hostility towards Falun Gong practitioners, and it was used to publicly justify the persecution of Falun Gong. However, the teachings of Falun Gong strictly forbid killing, and this includes suicide. The committee is undertaking this effort because the incident directly caused several tragic deaths and because the judicial system in China has failed to do a thorough and objective investigation. In its initial report, the committee names individuals who directly or indirectly had a hand in the incident. Results of the investigation will be published on their website, www.upholdjustice.org. Practitioners from Canada and from the United States joined a Brazilian practitioner in introducing Falun Dafa and clarifying the truth at the World Education Forum from January 19th to the 22nd and at the World Social Forum from January 23rd to the 28th in Porto Alegre, Brazil. More than 100,000 people attended the event from 5,700 organizations and from 156 countries. The theme of the forum was Another World is Possible, and it focused on how to build a more civil society. Practitioners brought a message of hope that by living according to the principle of truthfulness, compassion, tolerance, another world is possible. Here are some of the many beautiful New Year greetings sent to Mr. Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Gong, from practitioners in China. From Dalian City, we have three different greetings. Shandong City, Harbin City, Jinzhou City in Liaoning Province. Most of the greetings were sent over the internet, but not all of them. Practitioners from Zhouyang City secreted a beautiful calligraphy painting out of China and had it sent to North America. Thanks for watching FGM TV Weekly News Review. We'll see you next week.